You're listening to The Media Report. And now to the brave new world of Internet Protocol TV.
Let me tell you about Joost. Joost is a new way of watching TV. It takes all the magical bits of television and the even better bits from the Internet and mixes them together so you can watch what you want, when you want, in full screen, high quality, proper TV. With Joost, anyone can watch, share, and interact with a flood of exciting channels. But Joost doesn't stop there. Joost is a community dedicated to all things that are good about TV. Proper TV. Free TV. How it should be TV. Joost TV.
Like most new internet services, it has a quirky name. But despite that and the sales hype, Joost has the potential to significantly change the way we watch TV. Joost is a form of Internet Protocol television, which basically means TV over the web, delivered by a broadband connection. It's due to be launched mid-year, offering consumers tens of thousands of channels, and the company has already signed up two of the big names in media, the American network CBS and Viacom. To give us the juice on Joost, here's technology writer and consultant Mark Pesci.
Joost is basically a system where they have a central office, you could think of it as in the Netherlands, which is sort of dealing out all these different TV channels. But rather than having you connect directly to their servers on the other side of the world, every computer that's running Joost becomes a peer, sort of in the sense of file sharing, that they're all trading information with each other in a global network of computers that are sort of handling all of the work of sharing all of this information for the TV program. So when you launch Joost on your computer, you tune into this network. And this means that, you know, if I launched it in Australia and there are other people running Joost in Australia, I would be sharing the load of getting all this information to my computer from all these other machines in Australia or maybe in
Asia. Now, from what I understand, and to give people a perspective, I mean, they're talking about an extraordinary 100,000 channels available there on your PC through Joost. I mean, where are they going to get this content from to fill that? And will people have to pay to watch the service? What are they planning?
These are two very big questions right now. Joost is going to have a chicken and egg problem where people won't watch it unless the content is really interesting. And they're unlikely to sign content deals unless they have a lot of people watching. So they've been doing the best they can. The thing that they can offer, and they've signed a deal with Viacom and with several other major providers of programming, the thing that they can offer is that, unlike YouTube, this is all going to be very carefully controlled. It's centrally controlled. It's not user-generated content in that sense that I can't create my own channel and put it up there. These are going to be content programming from professional creators of programming. And they can provide as many channels as they care to because unlike, say, cable television or satellite or anything like that, they don't have a bandwidth limitation on the number of different channels that they're providing.
Now, as you mentioned, it won't be user-generated. Is there any move to take Joost down that track at a further date?
It's an interesting question. So far, they've been resistant to this, at least publicly. There may be hints of it, but again, they're trying to work with very large content providers who, first and foremost, are most concerned about a very sort of strong control over their copyrights. And when you move into this user-generated category, they start to have images of YouTube. Now, the idea that YouTube is built on the theft of copyright has been proven definitively wrong. Last week, a report was released which showed that at most, only 9% of all the content viewed on YouTube is actually in violation of copyright. And of course, everyone goes around thinking maybe it's half or maybe even more than half are people downloading The Daily Show or South Park or whatever it might be. Turns out it's a very small part of YouTube. But the content providers are so nervous about this that they're really not going to be willing to deal with Joost unless Joost presents a very sort of strong protection of their own copyright. And that generally means blocking user-generated content. Now, I can see in the longer term as the majors become more comfortable with this, the Joost will be able to open that up.
But if you're talking about companies like Viacom and CBS being involved, I mean, they must see this as the distribution means of the future, mustn't they?
Yes, and I think that's why they're going to be going to this. It remains to be seen whether they will be able to build a billing mechanism into Joost so that I won't be able to tune in a particular channel unless I've paid for it, so I can have something like Home Box Office or some other premium cable service available through Joost. It makes a lot of sense, and I would be very surprised if they weren't planning something like that. But for another cable local channel, say MTV, which simply makes its revenue off of commercials. It's ideal. One of the things that's going to be quite different about Juiced is that because it's running on a computer and because it knows where you are and who you are and the kinds of programming that you like, Juiced can develop a very good profile of who you are, and therefore they can actually add ads, advertisements, into the program stream that are targeted directly for you. And when an advertiser hears that, they get extremely excited because that's one of the holy grails that was supposed to be promised in this age of interactivity.
The fact that Juiced, like similar websites, will only be available through a computer, is that a problem in terms of trying to get people to watch it on a long-term basis?
From what I've heard from people inside Juiced, they're actually working very hard to create a set-top box, you know, similar to a Foxtel IQ or something like that, that you just plop down right next to the television set, plug into the internet, and there you've just got Juiced on the television set. They see it as being very important to remove that barrier. Yes, it will run on your PC, it'll run on your Macintosh, but you should just be able to drop this box in, plug it into your broadband, and you're off and running. And I think we'll see that before the end of this year.
Many of the major internet developments that we've seen over recent years seem to have been audience-driven. Do you think that's something that we'll continue to see with developments in internet protocol television?
Yeah, I think that the big war that's going on right now is this sort of war that I term the war between order and chaos. And so the ordered forces are the forces of the sort of big program producers, the Viacoms, the Paramounts, whatever they might be, who basically want the audience to sit down, shut up, and watch what they're showing them. And then on the other side, you have the YouTubes, where it's really all about people showing each other what they're doing. And these audiences generally don't number in the millions there. Of course, cases of videos that have been viewed many millions of times, the Sick Puppies a Free Hugs video that's been made such a splash has been viewed 13.5 million times on YouTube already, just in the past 6 months. So there are some enormous breakout hits, but most of these things get viewed a few hundred to a few thousand times. And that doesn't seem like much, but then you actually multiply that against the fact that there are 200 million people who are doing this. So that becomes now a significant, in a sense, threat because it's taking eyeballs away from the pre-produced sort of gold standard programming. And so we have this real tension. And Juiced is sort of sitting on the boundary between them. It's trying to make nice with the majors. But at the same time, clearly what the audience is doing is the audience is trying to share with each other.
Now, Juiced, like other forms of IPTV, Internet Protocol Television, relies on adequate broadband speed, which is something we've heard a lot about in Australia of late. How does our broadband capacity set us up to make the most of something like Juiced?
Well, there's no question that Australia is somewhat behind the other major developed countries in its internet broadband infrastructure. I think we're rated something like 17th in terms of the most advanced industrial nations. The bigger issue isn't that someone may have 256 kilobits as an average speed coming in with their broadband line. It's that all of the internet service providers in Australia have oversold the bandwidth that you've been promised, because really what they're doing is they're gambling on, statistically, they're gambling on you're only going to want that bandwidth maybe 2%, 5% of the time, so they can oversell it 50, 40, 100 times in some cases. And when we move into an era of IPTV, when you're really going to need all of that bandwidth for all of the hours that you're watching television, it's going to overload the Australian internet, may very well overload the global internet. We don't know that yet.
Well, Mark Pesce, it's an exciting new world, and obviously there's still a lot more change to come. Thank you very much for joining us on the Media Report.
Thank you.
And Mark is a consulting researcher for the Smart Internet Technology Cooperative Research Centre.